Construction workers hammer and weld to the twang of country music as they wrap up construction on the fish mill plant in Naknek. The walls are still unfinished drywall, and wooden stairs stand in for a future elevator. Project manager Bob Bates shows off the largest piece of machinery in the plant, a 50-foot-long, 60,000-pound dryer.
Because we actually set this unit here when this was still all mud and dirt. So we built the building around this dryer.
The dryer spins around in the center of the factory like a giant rolling pin.
The inside of this thing looks like something out of a sci-fi movie with all the teeth and the blades and everything in it to mix it and turn it and churn it through and get it rolling through.
About a quarter mile of tubing moves all the leftover parts after a fish is filleted or canned. That's the heads, guts, fins, and bones. They come from Trident's processing plant to this new $15 million plus fish mill plant. After being ground up and dried, the byproduct of salmon can become animal feed and even those fish oil pills you can buy at Costco. Trident also owns separate companies that produce fish mill products.
Fish mill makes great fertilizer. It's pure fish protein.
Along with helping their business model, Trident agreed to build this plant as part of a 2011 settlement with the EPA, which had tallied a number of alleged Clean Water Act violations against the company's Alaska operations. Officials at Trident said they weren't required to build a fish mill plant in Naknek, but they think this is where the Bristol Bay fishing industry is probably headed anyway. The EPA and Alaska's DEC are tightening down on how processors handle the millions of pounds of fish waste that is traditionally ground up and put back in the water, hopefully to wash out with the tides. But some Naknek residents were and still are leery about having a fish mill plant in town. They have a reputation of being smelly.
You know, I talked to different people that have been to Kodiak and Dutch Harbor and various other places.
That's Jay King. He runs an aviation service in Naknek and is among those still not convinced the plant won't stink up the town. King's not opposed to the plant so much as he is opposed to its location.
Being next to the post office, the school, the clinic, my brother's apartment building, I just didn't think that it was such a good idea to have a potential odor issue with all of these, you know, entities.
Others say with or without the new fish mill plant, summertime odor is a common issue and comes with the territory.
This is a fishing town.
Russell Phelps is a commercial fisherman and member of the borough assembly. He thinks taking waste out of the water might actually help the smell.
And so the beaches in the late July and August stink considerably already. So if we could avoid that, I'd be very happy.
Before the borough gave its consent to Trident to build, a few members traveled to Newport, Oregon to tour a 20-year-old fish mill plant that had been upgraded with modern technology similar to what's being used in Naknek. They came back less skeptical. The assembly heard from plenty of concerned residents, but in the end voted to approve the fish mill plant. Some supporters think fish mill may be the future of the fishery, and others appreciate what will be added tax revenue to the borough. Phelps was among the yes votes.
We shouldn't stop a project just because we think it's going to stink.
Trident has a strong reputation in town, and the seafood giant says it puts nearly $1 million in taxes annually into the borough, and tens of thousands more in charitable donations. Project manager Bob Bates says Trident will do what it takes to stay good with neighbors in the community.
From day one, the goal was to keep the odor down, to clean up the river and, you know, basically produce a meal.
And at the heart of its effort to keep the odor down is a new air filtration system. Standing at the base of a three-story metal tube with ducting that snakes around the entire warehouse, Bates describes how it will keep the smell of drying fish waste out of the breezy bayside town of Naknek.
So basically what we're doing is we're drawing fresh air down below and we're sucking everything up to ensure that we capture all the odors and everything that comes through this facility and gets pushed through these scrubbers.
Inside are thousands of white scrubbers that look like wiffle balls. Water is sprayed down as the air rises. The odor molecules stick to the water.
By the time the air comes back out of here, we pulled the majority of all the odors out with this system and all the dust.
Some residents, like Jay King, say they'll have to wait and see, or rather smell, what happens.
You know, it's here, and I'm honestly just hoping that it is as advertised by Trident.
They'll get their chance soon enough. Trident plans to run a final test of the system with water in a few days. But as far as a true test with fish heads and guts, well, Bob Bates says he can build factories, but he can't control fish. They'll test it for real when the Togiak herring arrive, probably before the month is out. In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.